got the Colossus. It's going to be, it's we're in the computer museum. Yeah,
here in Astor Shot.
Looking at the Colossus.
So, this is the front of the machine, that's the back. This is a Colossus Mark II. Mark I used 1,500 valves. It was so successful at the job it had to do that we quickly upgraded it to Mark II, which was 2,500 valves, and that's what you can see here. It was so successful, they built a 39 of them here at Bletchley Park. We're on the site of number 9 right now. I believe an 11th was being built when the war came to an end.
Gosh.
So, its job is to run an algorithm which will analyse the message and look for hidden patterns in it. So what you can see over here is a modified version of the Robinson bedside. And the tape, as you can see, is not breaking anymore, so it's engineered better. It's going about 30 miles an hour, 5,000 characters a second. And it's reading in that message again and again. When you hear those relays click over, it's because you want to hear it. And every time it's going through, it's running the algorithm again, and it's looking for the probability of a pattern. Now, it can't just stop and say, oh, I found a pattern in the book. All it can do is predict the right possibility for what it sees in the pattern. So at the end of the run, in about 3 hours, it will print out a number of statistics on the calculator. One number will be significantly larger than the other. What that does is it gives you the first 5 rotor settings of the Lorenzo shoe. Fortunately, it reduces the flaws in the way the Lorenzo works. The remaining 5 rotors could be, 7 rotors could be worked out by hand quite quickly. So now we've gone from 6 to 8 weeks for a message to about 5 hours. Suddenly it's all very relevant and useful, and so you needed 10 machines running. Now one of the objections Tom Flowers had when he presented his design was use of valves. We burn out all the time, don't they? You can't put a valve too big, it's useless. Well, what actually kills valves is further shots, Tom Flowers said, just need to switch on. So all of the Colossus machines basically ran 24 hours. We can't do that yet, so we have a device called a Variac. It gently warms the valve up in the morning, and cooling down the energizing the airtime storage. As a result, 2,500 valves here, and only about 4 of those in a year.
Right, this is the Colossus. Okay, it's going at 30 miles per hour on the
other
side.
This one black valve on the panel of red is an original World War II valve. Still part of the machine.
So where, if something breaks then, where do you get yours? Parts from? We have a shed full.
We've got some in a shed, but it's ongoing work to try and source these valves. They're not manufactured anymore, and we just had a donation of 100 valves actually from a company.